This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House now considering a massive economic stimulus bill to try to help Americans and businesses in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. The roughly $2 trillion measure was passed unanimously by the U.S. Senate on Wednesday. Now it's before the House, where Majority Leader Steny Hoyer called it a challenging and unprecedented time in history.
This legislation represents a bipartisan resolve to meet the coronavirus challenge head on. It represents a focus on families and workers.
A second top official in the British government is dealing with the coronavirus, Health Secretary Matt Hancock, announcing on Twitter he has tested positive for it. His announcement coming soon after Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that he has tested positive for coronavirus as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Yeah, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Department of Agriculture says it's trying to make it easier to feed children during this pandemic. As Secretary Sonny Perdue said yesterday, there will be changes removing administrative roadblocks for those who serve meals. The changes allow parents or guardians to take meals home to their kids and also applies to seniors and people with disabilities. Walgreens has begun drive-through shopping during the virus outbreak. The drugstore chain says shoppers can now pull up to the drive-through window and ask for a menu of available items, not just prescriptions. Legendary Harlem Globetrotter Fred Curley Neal has passed away. For over 20 years, the basketball legend displayed some pretty slick dribbling skills while sporting his signature shaved head and bright smile. He became the face of the team as he played in over 6,000 games across 97 countries. Curley Neal was 77. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some breaking news is Attorney General William Barr is telling federal prisons to send some inmates home. Yesterday, he directed the Bureau of Prisons to increase home confinement for older inmates and those with underlying health conditions as another way of trying to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The U.S. Space Force has launched its first satellite. The new military branch conducting a national security space launch from Cape Canaveral yesterday. The United Launch Alliance rocket putting a military communication satellite into orbit the U.S. Space Force had started last December under an order from President Trump. Britain's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have reportedly left Canada and are now staying in Los Angeles. People magazine says they're living in a secluded compound and they stay inside due to the lockdown anyway. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex left the UK for British Columbia last January and they're officially stepping down from their royal duties effective this upcoming Tuesday. And Barack Obama is praising Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying he's been educating people about the coronavirus. The former president left a comment during a live question and answer session that Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors was holding with Dr. Fauci. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's All We Roll. It is, no doubt. And we just keep moving forward as we continue to be held hostage, you know, by the coronavirus. But look, it's going to be fine. You know, I keep saying, you know, because we are Americans. We're not Americans. And this too shall pass. We shall get through to it. And this is a good time, I think, for, you know, people to reassess some things, to be more neighborly, and, you know, check on your older neighbors, you know, and make sure that they are not without a half gallon of milk. This is a time that we can serve our local communities and make a huge difference, believe it or not, just by being, you know, just being friendly and human. Speaking of which, with us right now is Chris Farrell. Chris is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, and we've got a lot to get updated on. Chris, how you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, all things considered. I mean, I got to admit, I'm getting, you know, a bit claustrophobic. I had to go out this morning. I got up early, couldn't sleep. I thought, well, let me go to the beach and just kind of, you know, breathe a little bit and take in the scenery. And, you know, we're doing all the stuff you're supposed to do. You know, you're watching, being around a lot of people, washing your hands a lot, you know, I keep hearing my mother in my ear, you know, wash your hands. So those are all good memories. And as I said, I think if we look for ways that we can serve our local community, and this is what I'm hearing anecdotally, Chris, is that people in neighborhoods are, you know, checking out their neighbors that are a little bit older, that, you know, may not have the ability just to run down to the store. And although here in Florida where we're at, there's some stores that are accommodating seniors. They're having like a special hour before everybody comes in and slams the aisles. They're having a special hour for seniors to come in first thing in the morning to come in and access their groceries and that. Then I think that's really, you know, some cool ideas that are working out, you know, locally.
That sounds like a smart move. And while it's certainly a serious medical concern,
mm-hmm.
You know, as you mentioned, there's about 320 million hostages.
Yes.
You know, who are, so I just worry. I mean, I guess the overreaction is supposed to be a good thing,
mm-hmm.
In the sense that it limits the possibility for further contamination or outbreak. But I am just concerned that the real contagion here is fear, and mm-hmm. that's what's, you know, driving the markets into the tank. And I think part of it is irrational. So. Mm. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, this is the problem with fear. It's like that old acrostic. that you and I grew up with, you know, false evidence appearing real, right?
That's right.
And that's what we don't know. We really don't know what is really real. I mean, look, I have a lot of respect for Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. I think what they're doing on behalf of the American people is awesome in staying focused on the facts and getting away from all the opinionating, and there's too much of that happening. And, of course, we get into danger zones when, you know, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we got to be real careful, you know, to that end, as you say. And also, you know, keep an eye on things that, you know, the government doesn't, you know, find itself overreaching out of our fear and responding to our fear, you know, kind of like what they did after 9/11. You know, we overreached and we're still living with the Patriot Act, right?
Yeah, I mean, sadly, again, it's a completely legitimate medical emergency, and I understand it, and I accept it, given, okay? But my concern is that when you have clowns like de Blasio in New York,
mm-hmm.
You know, scaring people out of their wits, you know, in fact, the governor had to intercede and walk back something de Blasio had said. I guess he had... de Blasio was sort of hinting at or threatening or something,
right.
You know, like a complete, you know.
Quarantine, yeah.
Yeah, and then the governor was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I hate to compliment Governor Cuomo of all people, but even he found de Blasio to be outside the bounds. So.
Exactly. And kind of reminding all the mayors that, look, at everything goes through, you know, through the governor's office. You cannot be a lone ranger here, you know.
Yeah, and it's just, so there are sensible precautions that everyone can take, and then there's, you know, just the media and frankly even the federal government has been so wrong on so many things so often. I just, there's a reasonable personal responsibility issue here, and
mm-hmm.
there's politicians running around waving their arms, you know, screaming
right.
The world is ending. So.
Well, you're exactly right, and that's what we've maintained, Chris, is that it starts with we the people. I mean, personal responsibility. Do the right thing yourself. You know, you, your family, your neighborhood, you know, and it will go a long way because that's the problem. You know, we have individuals out there that are being rather careless. I mean, I saw, you know, here it is, it's spring break, and the kids can't help themselves. You know, they're out in the beaches in Miami. It's like, hey, come on, you knuckleheads, you know, we've got a serious deal here. And
of course,
although,
I also believe fresh air, sunshine, and salt water fixes most nights.
Well, yes, for the most part, but yet, you know, if that's all they did, that's all they did. But you know, when you get a lot of energy like that and young energy around, you know, a coronavirus be damned, you know, we're going to move forward. But
there's a lot of cross contamination.
Yeah, the only reason I'm saying that is I know for you, Chris, because you were very well disciplined, but I have to admit to you know, human failings. So I say that with some compassion, okay, and understanding that I'd be the last one to throw any stones in a glass house here. So, but you know, we just have to do the best we can to encourage. I did want to get an update on Judicial Watch. Obviously, this is why we have you here, and I appreciate you chiming in on the coronavirus right now because that's the 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. But the other 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, which has been dormant until you kind of gave, I say, you. Judicial Watch gave us a little bit of hope here, and that is you were able to get a court order for Hillary Clinton to go under oath on those infamous emails.
Yeah, and she's absolutely flipped out and run to the court, not she personally, but her attorneys have run to the court and filed something called a request for a writ of mandamus, which is lawyerly gobbledygook for an appeal. Not really an appeal. Technically, it's not an appeal. A mandamus writ is kind of above and beyond an appeal. It's a legal filing to the appellate level court saying that the trial court in this case has done something so outrageously over the top that it's a grave error requiring sort of like emergency review. So it's like an appeal on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, it's my personal opinion that Mrs. Clinton and her team are just totally flipped out over the idea of her having to testify under oath.
Exactly. Well, look, at she's been able to get away with it. She's been on the talking circuit claiming that she's been vindicated and all this good stuff. There was nothing there. Of course, how can you know if anything's there when you got rid of the there to begin with?
Exactly. When you have a subpoena and you destroy what's being subpoenaed, that's a hint.
Yeah, exactly. And anybody else, Chris? Hey, you know, some of us lower minions, I mean, we'd be in jail. I mean, we'd be hoping that we would be treated like Manafort, right? Without a doubt.
Yeah,
exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Chris Farrell on the other side of the break. I'm going to talk about two FOIA lawsuits that are pending as well.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're committed to serve you because we are fresh and independent. We're not beholden, but to you, we the people. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Chris Farrell continues. Chris is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, my thought the other day again was being so grateful for Judicial Watch because, you know, the things that you and Tom Fenton and the whole gang there have been focusing on, everyday citizens go, what's happening with our, with our own Justice Department? I mean, the latest thing was right when we thought we might be getting close to it. The Mueller investigation is suddenly, there's nothing here. Let's move on after all that we've exercised over. And people sometimes think that, Hillary Clinton, she's been resisting. Of course, we don't expect her to come in and say, yeah, you're right, I'm guilty, I did all this stuff. She has been one to deny and to deny and to deny and to stretch it out and be able to get away with this. And it presents to the people a two-tiered sort of justice system where is that if you're a Democrat, if you're part of the Clinton machinery, then you can get away with murder. But the rest of us folks, we're subject to the laws of the land. And what this all goes back to, Chris, is that people are losing faith in our government. They see the corruption. And it's call it what you want, but it's obvious that corruption has been running amok in our country. And I know that this is what you guys have been fighting against. And, God bless you for doing that on behalf of the people. But if we don't start cleaning up this mess that we have here on aisles 3, 5, 7, 9, just go right on down in Washington, D.C., the deep state's going to continue to reign, and we're going to continue to be a laughingstock internationally because here we are trying to act like we're the betters, and they're laughing at us and going, we know you guys are so dirty. You got all these people that are so corrupt. They come here in our country. They're stealing money from us, and then you make it seem like you're so free and liberated. And everything. You're a joke.
Well, Bill, you've hit the nail on the head, and I think that the grave threat or the real difference now is the corruption in the Justice Department and, of course, the FBI is a subordinate element of the Justice Department because, folks have always looked at government and politicians and figured, a certain percentage are crooked, right? Mm-hmm. They're involved in graft or self-dealing or some kind of phony contract scam where their brother-in-law gets the paving contract for the county road system or something. I mean, people are almost used to that because of sort of our failed human nature,
right?
That, people have their hand out or are looking for a way to scam the system. But the reassurance that people had over and over was that, there's going to be little games and crooked angles that people will play, but, we've got a justice system from the courts to the prosecutors to the police. We've got a justice system that's, in the end, you got a shot at justice.
Mm-hmm.
Not guaranteed, but you got a shot at it.
Right.
And that's gone. And that had always been the margin between us and various, banana republics or failed states or, kleptocracies around the world. This is the disturbing thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are now in the same boat as those countries that we used to kind of shake our heads at because the trust, the confidence of the American people in our Department of Justice and the courts and law enforcement has been just shaken, maybe worse than shaken.
Exactly.
And that disparity of treatment and that ease, that facility with which senior government officials have just totally lied or thrown cases or developed amnesia or, there's all these abuses of power at the justice, within the justice system, from courts all the way down to agents or cops on the street. that twist has radically changed who and what we are.
Yeah, it really is a sad commentary. And here we, the people who have given so much money to people overseas to help them out, they still don't respect America because of the corruption. And, you know, they're going, wait a minute, you know, the Clintons have come into our country. They've taken money that was earmarked for us, and they took over it and put it in their pockets. I mean, and it's not just the Clintons. I mean, you know, the Bidens. I mean, let's just go down the list. I mean, Peter Schweitzer's recent expose. He's been one expose after another. You know, going back to what you said earlier about these politicians coming in. You know, he reported, I think, two books ago about the insider trading, and finally it caught enough traction that they were embarrassed enough. And up until then, the ethics committee for the Congress said it was okay for them to do insider trading, Chris. And then, you know, they were so embarrassed, they finally said, hey, well, maybe we ought to stop doing that.
I could be, look, you know, and it goes both ways. I can remember a television commercial, you can still find it on YouTube, mm-hmm. with Bill Clinton and George W. Bush sitting side by side, smiling at the camera, talking about how they were going to save Haiti.
Yes.
Well, take a look at Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much money has been thrown at it nationally, internationally, public money, private foundations, blah, blah, blah. And the place is still a hellhole.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Bill and George, what did you do for Haiti?
Well, they took care of their cronies. They took over the telephone, right? The cell said the mobile system, the mobile telephone system, they took over that. They brought in their crony to do it. And a bunch of money went to the Clinton Foundation, oh, by the way. I mean, this is what...
Don't leave out George W. Bush, though. I mean,
yeah.
This stuff is thick and deep. And,
yes.
And that is what makes the average American crazy when they see this stuff.
Well, we know that JW just announced that it filed two FOIA lawsuits against the State Department relating to Burisma Holdings. Update our audience on that, Chris.
Well, you know, these are the great unasked questions, right? You have Burisma Holdings, which, of course, is the corrupt Ukrainian gas company that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, with zero experience, zero knowledge, zero training, zero skills, you know, suddenly finds himself with a sweetheart deal after his dad, Joe Biden, threatens to withhold, $1 billion in U.S. government aid. He very famously brags about that in a video interview in front of the Council on Foreign Relations. But this is, you know, Hunter Biden peddling or trading on his father's position as vice president, the family name. Burisma, you know, was the subject of all sorts of commentary and inquiries and emails back and forth in the State Department, because it was kind of like the worst kept secret, you know, in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is a corrupt, phony up company. There's involvement with the Bidens. There was concerns expressed about, you know, who was involved and who was meeting who and leveraging the money. So we want all those documents. We know the State Department has emails, text messages, et cetera, going back years and years.
Exactly.
On that subject, and we're going to get them.
Well, and I'm glad you pointed that out, because some people may think, well, this has just happened just recently. I mean,
the
corruption of Ukraine has been decades worth of information, right? And yes, we have the Bidens recently, and by recently we're saying back when he was vice president, and then it also ties in our former president. Of course, you know he's sacrosanct, so we can't really say much about Barack Obama. But how does the vice president of the United States get away with this without the blessing of the president of the United States?
Well, he was formally given, you know, that sort of portfolio or that mission, to deal with the Ukraine. And that's why he traveled there repeatedly. And that's how he got his business angle in, because President Obama, you know, essentially commissioned the vice president to handle Ukraine. So, you know, none of this is by accident. Like, this is not like, oh, gee, whoops, I fell into a, you know, multi-dollar contract. How did that happen?
Yeah.
This is all sort of divvying up the goodies. And,
exactly. And how much got divvied to Barack Obama?
Yeah. Well, you know.
These are just some of the questions that are bearing to be asked that people want answers to. But it's like it's like Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth, I guess. You know,
yeah.
So it's pretty severe, no doubt.
But we're gonna get it.
You got it. Well, thank you for all the great work. Keep it up, Director of Investigations Research for JW, Chris Farrell. Thank you, Chris.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House now considering a massive economic stimulus bill to try to help Americans and businesses in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. The roughly $2 trillion measure was passed unanimously by the U.S. Senate on Wednesday. Now it's before the House, where Majority Leader Steny Hoyer called it a challenging and unprecedented time in history.
This legislation represents a bipartisan resolve to meet the coronavirus challenge head on. It represents a focus on families and workers.
A second top official in the British government is dealing with the coronavirus, Health Secretary Matt Hancock, announcing on Twitter he has tested positive for it. His announcement coming soon after Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that he has tested positive for coronavirus as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, we have times like this, these trying times. This is a real character revealer and developer. You know, as we were talking earlier with Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family, this is a time to, draw a pause and maybe do some, introspection about, how are we doing? How are we doing on this whole situation, this 15-day to slow down the spread of the coronavirus? We're washing our hands, keeping our hands away from our face, being sensitive to social distancing. All these things that are so important, because when you have what it amounts to a, World War III here, ladies and gentlemen, to be absolutely serious about this, this is a hidden enemy that the entire world, like no other war that has taken place. So we have to take this seriously. And, for the kids that want to be like knuckleheads and still be on the beach and partying and all that, we know it's risky, and I just would say whatever the parents can do to maybe, speak some sense into their knuckleheads, then we have to do that, because the last thing that they want to do is to be responsible for bringing that virus home. You heard that story, that personal testimony from Dr. Birx, from the coronavirus team. with Dr. Fauci, but Dr. Birx related her story about her mother and how she lives to this day, you know, some 88 years later or so, with the reality that as a school child, she didn't know. I mean, she was going to school, and she brought the virus home to her mother, and her mother happened to be one of the victims. So can you imagine how personal this whole situation is for Dr. Birx and why she speaks with such credibility? Kim Casey Cobb joins us now, and she says, don't fall prey to coronavirus victimhood. Now, this says, you know, a lot, because just as the story that I related to you about Dr. Birx, for Kim Casey Cobb, this is a very personal issue, and you'll find out in just a moment why. Kim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Well, you wrote a book, as a matter of fact, Stuck, A Way Out, which chronicles and tells the story of what happened to you and how you could have easily fallen into a victimhood, and justifiably fallen into a victimhood mentality, and gone on to become bitter as opposed to better, as they say.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, as I mentioned, okay, go ahead, Kim.
Well, my story is that I was abducted at the age of 9 by my mom's custodial father on a routine visitation weekend, and we were missing, homeless, living with him as fugitives on the run for many, many years. We were FBI missing persons, and we were one of the first kids on milk cartons as a result. And really, my mantra has always been to not allow yourself to be a victim of your past and your circumstances. Victimhood can become a thing of the past. It doesn't have to be something that follows you throughout the rest of your life.
Exactly. So I take it this was you and a sibling that was taken by your father?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And how old was your brother?
My brother was 6, and I was 9 when the event happened.
So as this is taking place, as best you can remember, Kim, what was going through your mind?
Well, we were actually mentally controlled to be supportive of what was going on with him abducting us. He spun a tale of a web of lies, so to speak, so mm-hmm. that to convince us that there were a lot of bad things that our mother had done. And we believed that we were in danger of remaining with her, which we were not, but that the truth didn't come out until many, many years later. So he had to do that in order to get our buy-in so that we would support him and we wouldn't rebel against him and, you know, try to leave. And I did when I was a teenager. Rebelled against the situation because the veil was lifted and I realized what the truth was, and I did actually run away.
How old were you then?
I was 16, almost 17 when that happened.
Wow. So
you said those steps.
You said the veil was pulled back. When was the veil pulled back? Like a year earlier or months earlier, or was it the following week when you started adding things up and realizing that you and your brother had been duped?
Sure. So when I was 15, I've always been a dream big kind of person, dreaming about what I would be, you know, when I grew up. I live in a world of future possibilities and really mm-hmm. try not to get stuck in the present circumstances. I look for, you know, future opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I had started talking when I was about 15, as everyone does around that age, you know, what I wanted to study in college, what I wanted to do. And after several months of this, my dad sat me down and told me that I wasn't going to be able to go to college, because to go to college, I was going to have to assume my birth identity. Hmm. And as soon as I did that, he said that the FBI would find me, and if they found me, they would find him, and he would have to pay the consequences for what he had done. And he was not willing to do that. So mm-hmm. when I say the veil was lifted, the veil was lifted because I realized that he actually expected us to commit our lives to this. And I realized that though I didn't know the full truth at the time, I did realize enough to know that this whole situation had been perpetuated out of revenge mm-hmm. and bitterness, and, you know, love turning to hate in almost an instant in their marriage. And
right.
So when I realized that he actually expected me to live like this with him for the rest of his life or my life, whichever the case may be, and that's when I started making plans to take things into my own hands, because I just didn't think that sacrificing that was ever going to be worth it. It wasn't mm-hmm. what had been presented to us for many, many years.
Exactly. So, Kim, 6 years after your abduction, you start to get, you start receiving the truth, and you've got a choice to make. Where were you guys living at the time?
We had lived back and forth across the country from the East Coast to the West Coast, many, many states in between, and we had actually made our way to Texas, mm-hmm. and we were in the southern part of Texas at the time.
So I take it you assumed different names as well?
We assumed different names, alter identities. Appearance was changed as much as possible with different colors of hair. Back in that day, there weren't all the electronic records that there are now, so assuming a false identity was easier, mm-hmm. and you could get away with it. So, yes, we lived with two or three different last names during all of those years.
Wow. And I understand that, of course, your mother, being a typical mother, heartbroken, searching for you, doing everything she can to locate you, was able to even have a picture of you and your brother on the side of a milk carton.
Yes, so we were taken, as I mentioned, on a routine visitation weekend, and we left her apartment on Friday, and he was supposed to drop us off at school on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
She actually worked at the school where my brother and I went, and went by our classroom around lunch just to check on me, and one of my classmates asked her where I was and wanted to know if I was sick, and she said, "What do you mean? She should be in class." And she said, "No, she's not here." And that's when she realized what had happened, and she got someone to tell her that we had left about midnight the night before. And so she had all of our belongings. We left with enough clothes for a weekend because that's what we were there for.
Typically packed for, right.
Exactly. Wow. So she had all of our belongings, our photos. This was 1979, so there weren't all of the resources available now that are available now. Had that been the case, the Amber Alert system isn't
exactly
now. That took the place of the pictures on the milk cartons. The Amber Alert system is very, very effective for domestic cases.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that we would have been recovered. It's not typical that the majority of domestic cases like that are very successful.
Exactly.
In today's day and time. So she utilized all the resources that she had. There was an organization called Child Find. There was the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Radio programs and television shows all across the country, would broadcast pictures. And
well, Kim, we got to go to break. We got more of Kim's story after this.
Support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or expertise in owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's all about you and for you, and in these days that fear is abounding, we're reminded in the Bible 365 times God says in one form or another, fear not. And the reason that he wants us to fear not, because he doesn't want us to hold on to the things of the world. If we hold on to the things of the world, especially right now when they're being shaken, as Dr. Tony Evans says, I have to give him credit for that. This is just brilliant insight in what he shared with us, is that when things are being shaken, if you're holding on to the things of the world, guess what? You're going to be shaken right around with the things that God is shaking. So it's an opportunity for you to choose the things of heaven, the eternal things in your life. And when you do that, then you will understand and appreciate and hold on to God's admonishment. Every day of the year, 365 times, he says, do not fear. And you will be fearful where you have no faith and hope. So think about that. So if fear is commanding you, then the next question to ask is, where is my faith and where is my hope? And if you don't know who loves you and whose you are, then you're going to be part of the rock and roll experience in going through how this world is being shaken. Kim Casey Cobb continues with us in telling her story. We're up to the age of 15. She is beginning to understand the truth. Her and her brother, 3 years younger, have gone across the country, abducted by her father. Her mother is just, you can imagine, beside herself looking for her children. And even at one point, Kim and her brother
were on the side of milk cartons, if you remember that time, before the Amber Alert. So, you know, Kim, let's pick up the story from there, that at 15 you realize this and you start making some choices that are going to liberate you. Now, at the same time, is your brother wising up to this whole deal, and is he with you on these choices that you're making?
I did start making some plans because I realized that my future was being taken from me. Mm-hmm. And so I had made some plans that I was going to leave. I just had to work out those details as to where I was going to go. Was there anyone I could ask for help who would help me? We were in a very controlled situation. Families like this that are dysfunctional and emotionally, mentally abusive, physically abusive. Mine wasn't a physically abusive situation until the very, very end. But families that are like that generally, that have a secret, have to maintain control over the environment in order to keep the outside world from knowing what is going on. So we were very controlled, and my rebellion was threatening that threat of control that my dad had. And so he started to get angry because he was losing control. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that I had to get out, and it took several months for me to make those plans. Towards the end, once I had a plan, I did share with my brother what I was going to do and that I wanted him to come with me. But at that time, my brother was only 13 or 14 years old. And, you know, from where he was to getting out of high school was a long period of time to him. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't facing the challenges that I was, and he did not want to leave. And so it was one of the hardest things that I ever had to do, was to walk away and leave him. But I knew that I really felt like towards the end that my life was in danger, mm-hmm. and he wasn't facing those particular threat, and so I had to leave. I had no choice. It was so difficult. And later on in life, when we were reunited, and you know, he started sharing with me how difficult life was after I left for him. How difficult it was. It was, you know, even harder to realize that was absolutely still a choice that I had to make. I've never regretted the choice that I made. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't think that there was another one at the time.
Right.
But it was very hard on him after I left. And
you can imagine.
We had about 5 years after that.
Well, you can imagine, because at this point here, you're gone. Your father realizes that, the jig is up. I mean, he could be found out very easily because you have done something that has threatened, like, as you said earlier, this whole process thrives in control. Once you eliminate control, then, things start to come out. So, well, how did you make your move? How did you get out?
So about a year before I started, when I was about 14, going on into 15, we had been isolated and had not had contact with any other family members. And we'd been gone and been isolated for so long that he really was starting to get lonely and miss family as well. He had a younger sister that he actually reached out to and trusted her with our whereabouts, and she came to visit us, and it was an extremely unusual thing for him to do throughout this journey. And he trusted her with our whereabouts, and I had been close to her when we were younger, and my parents were married, and that bond was reestablished. And I knew that I was going to leave, I had plans to go to another city, and I had some friends of a friend that were going to allow me to stay with them until I figured out how to do what I needed to do. I didn't even have a social security number. I called my aunt from a payphone. I called her collect to tell her what I was going to do, and she said, "Can you wait 2 weeks?" And I said, "Yes, but that's about it. I'm super scared." And so I waited 2 weeks, and I called her back, and she and her husband wanted me to come to them, and they were going to give me shelter. And they didn't have a lot of financial resources, but they had an extra bedroom, and it was safe.
Yes.
So they allowed me to come to Dallas, Texas, to stay with them. And what I did was I spent the weekend with a friend, sort of planned my weekend so that, you know, my dad would miss me and I, when I was really, you know, getting a plane ticket.
Exactly.
On a plane.
Wow.
I had never flown by myself. And so I flew to Dallas and she met me and I was, I turned 17 about 2 months later. And she really just, I had to quit school. I was a high school dropout. I had to quit school because of this. This was my junior year in high school. I studied for my GED. You know, planned what I was going to do. I was intentionally going to stay there and get my head on straight to the extent that a 17-year-old has been through this.
Right.
And I did go to some counseling and programs and things like that, but I very much knew that I had.
Now, did you talk to your mother at all during this time?
Not until I was 18. So,
oh, wow. Oh, okay. Wow.
I still didn't know the truth, even though I didn't want to be back here in this debacle of a situation with my dad. I still didn't know the truth, so I was somewhere in the middle, and I didn't want to be forced to do anything. I still believed all the things about her. I just didn't believe that his reasons were lining up any longer. And so I didn't want to be forced to do anything that I didn't have to do, so I was intentionally waiting until I was 18 and just sort of absorbing where I was at and what my options were. When I turned 18, I did go meet my mother, and I actually wound up moving in with her and spending a whole summer with her. We started the process then to, you know, repair our relationship. But I was so, I had been so sheltered and isolated. I was like a bird let out of a cage.
And, oh, I bet. Wow.
I really almost sort of jumped out of the frying pan and into the fire. I didn't know how to make good decisions about, you know, getting into a relationship. So I immediately got into a relationship that had devastating consequences for me because I just wasn't equipped yet with the right tools to, you know, understand, why I would choose, you know, one person over another person, a person who would treat me poorly versus a person that would, you know, treat me with love and respect.
Exactly.
So I had another cycle to go through before I started really to get my kind of act together and my life started to come together in a real, you know, in a real positive way. Ironically, the thing that triggered my, you know, wanting to run away from my dad in that situation was the fact that he was going to hold me back from college. And then I got involved in a relationship with a young man who actually held me back
from college one more time. Well, we got a minute. We got about a minute and a half left here, Kim. And you said that at the age of 30, you found Jesus, and all these puzzle parts of your life, even for, you know, you and your mother, came together in such a way that your life has been redeemed on so many multiple levels that you say that, and I think this is interesting, that you say that you wouldn't change anything, you know, for your, you know, what you've gone through.
No, I would not. We don't want to go through it again, for sure, but we have tried to glean everything out of it that we could and learn everything that God intended for us to learn through it, and we're still learning.
Yeah,
But I truly believe that God has given me a story to witness to the rest of the world, how to become, move yourself from being a victim to an overcomer, to an achiever, to a legacy leaver, you know, and, you know, I have been through so many things in life, you know, people can't say to me, well, it's easy for you, you know, even though I'm a successful person at this stage, I have been through this horrific story.
Yeah, you paid the dues, no doubt. Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Her book, Stuck, A Way Out, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Kim Casey Cobb has been with us. Kim, God bless. Trust your mother and your brother are all doing well. Okay, Godspeed.
Yes,
take care.
Thank you.
You got it.
Bye.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We've all seen